Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you once again. Who are we talking about today?
So today we have a beautiful girl called Holly who I'd like to tell you about.
Well, the floor is all yours, as they say.
All right. So little Holly, well, I say little Holly, she's actually 27 kilos of Holly.
Oh, but give or take.
She's a one-year-old and eight-month brindle. We think Mastiff Arab mix, possibly. She's quite a tall girl, but mm-hmm. she's not huge. Now, she's been surrendered to us apparently due to a lack of space where she was living.
Right.
And she was living with two small dogs and two cats. So she can be dog friendly and get on with cats, which is a nice thing to know. But the thing with Holly is she is the classic example of the dog that you see in the shelter is not who they really are. Now, Holly has been struggling with some kennel stress.
Okay.
The shelter environment is a very unnatural and challenging environment for them to be in.
Of course.
And mm-hmm. Holly has been clearly feeling the stress of it. And she was lucky enough this weekend just gone to have a four-day break with one of our fantastic volunteers who took her home. I know, it's absolutely the best thing that can happen for these dogs that are staying here.
Yeah.
So she came back to us this morning, and I've had a long chat with our volunteer, and she said, Holly is a completely different dog in a home environment. She was playing with the volunteer's dog all weekend. She said she has beautiful manners indoors. She settled well in her bed. She wasn't noisy or destructive, and she was an absolute pleasure to have around.
Wow.
So, you know, when you take the dog out of the shelter, you start to see who they really are. And apparently, Holly is an absolute sweetheart when she's at home. When she's here, she is experiencing a bit of stranger danger and a bit of fear. So what we've noticed is that she has fear, particularly around men.
Okay.
So it's hard to piece together, you know, what's happened, if it's something in their life before they got here that's affected them. So with Holly, she really needs slow, positive introductions to new people. It's very important for people to realize when you're faced with a fearful dog, you don't force yourself on them or into their space. You invite them into your space and give them choice to interact with you. And Holly's telling us that she is uncomfortable with people that she doesn't know to the point where she will back off, you know, tail tucked, head down. She's not aggressive at all. She's just afraid.
Yep.
So we want to start creating positive associations with people and new things for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one thing to keep in mind for Holly, as I think we need to look for a fairly quiet, calm home where people will understand that she does have this fear that it can be worked through, but she just needs time, patience and understanding and a lot of slow introductions that are very positive for her. But other than that, she's been an absolute pleasure in our volunteer's home, and she couldn't fault her, actually. So we want to move her through the shelter as quickly as possible because obviously she's back here now and she's going to start feeling that stress, which we don't want.
No, absolutely. So when you say slow environment, are we talking a period of a couple of months, six, maybe even 12 months before Holly might get comfortable with people?
That's a good point, because we say to people that any dog that's been in shelter needs some decompression time once they get into a home. Now, it can be a few days and it could be a few months. So oftentimes dogs will settle straight into their new home and they're an absolute breeze to have around and there's no problem. Some dogs with Holly, yes, it may take you a few weeks or even months just to get through some of the issues that she's facing. And if you deal with it creating positive associations with new things, and you let the dog choose how far they want to go with something. So you don't force them into situations that make them uncomfortable or overwhelm them. You know, you carry a lot of treats around, and if there's something that they're fearful of, you try and make a positive association with that thing that they are frightened of and keep it nice and slow for them.
Yeah.
I don't think Holly's going to have a problem. I just think she just needs time to work through this.
Now, if anyone is interested in finding out any further details about Holly, how can they
do that? Yeah, just jump on our website. She's got a profile page there, as all our animals do. rspcaqld.org.au. And while you're there, just a reminder for our pet-friendly community events. We have Cupcake Day coming up on Sunday, the 28th of August. And all our details will be on the Facebook page and website as well. We've got a lot going on here at the shelter on that day. So it should be a lot of fun. So you can check that out as well.
Kate, really do appreciate your time.
No problem at all, Daniel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Kate Smith there from RSPCA Bundaberg on 1332 4BU.